From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A major earthquake struck northeast Japan Tuesday, close to the massive 9.0 magnitude quake that killed more than 18,000 in March 2011 and caused a nuclear power plant meltdown. The quake, measured by U.S. seismologists at 6.9 in Japan, was measured at 7.4, striking off the coast of Fukushima Prefecture. Geophysicist Rafael Abreu of the U.S. Geological Survey said a 1.4-meter tsunami washed ashore.
Any type of movement that disturbs the water column, if you do any movement on the ocean floor, whether you raise it or if it goes down, which is likely to what happened in this case, that type of disturbance is going to create a disturbance in the water column, and that is what creates the tsunami.
The quake struck about 11 kilometers underground, some 250 kilometers northeast of Tokyo, where Temple University Asian Studies professor Jeff Kingston felt it.
We're used to getting lots of earthquakes. Japan gets more above 6 magnitude earthquakes than by any other country in the world. But yeah, this was quite a good rattle.
There were no immediate reports of fatalities. There was some slight damage. A pump that supplies cooling water to a spent fuel pool shut down briefly at a nuclear power plant. Turkey on Tuesday dismissed more than 15,000 additional civil servants, police officers, and military personnel under a state of emergency that was imposed following July's attempted coup. More than 110,000 people working for the government as well as in the news media have been arrested, suspended, or sacked in the ensuing crackdown for alleged ties to coup plotters. Ankara blames a Muslim cleric, Fethullah Gulen, for orchestrating the failed coup. He is currently in exile in the U.S. and denies any involvement. This is VOA News. A top U.N. official told the Security Council Monday that the number of Syrians besieged in the country's war has doubled in the past year to nearly 1 million. UNA Chief Stephen O'Brien said the number held captive by government forces has reached 850,000. Many others are at the mercy of Islamic State and other armed groups, and he urged council action.
I hear the argument that this council should not pass a resolution because it would be, quote, premature. Mr. President, it is never, never too premature to save a life. It is never too soon for you to find a solution to this conflict and end the suffering of the Syrian people.
Meanwhile, U.S. UN Ambassador Samantha Power named several Syrian officers, accusing them of leading attacks on civilian targets.
Today I would like to specify some of the names of those involved since 2011 in killing and injuring civilians by conducting air and ground-based Syrian government military assaults on cities, residential areas, and civilian infrastructure.
She said the U.S. would not let those who have commanded units involved in these actions hide anonymously behind the Assad regime. President-elect Donald Trump has met with a number of people he's considering for top posts in his new administration. He also outlined Monday plans for his early days in office in a video released to the American people, including withdrawal from the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Agreement.
I'm going to issue a notification of intent to withdraw from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a potential disaster for our country. Instead, we will negotiate fair bilateral trade deals that bring jobs and industry back onto American shores.
Japan's Prime Minister Abe said that the TPP would be rendered meaningless without U.S. participation. Russia has deployed sophisticated anti-ship missiles in the nation's westernmost region, Kaliningrad, bordering the territory of NATO members Poland and Lithuania. The move is described as destabilizing by U.S. spokesman John Kirby.
So while we understand that Russia has the right to exercise its conventional and nuclear forces on its own territory, the deployment of Iskander and S-400 missiles to Kaliningrad is destabilizing to European security. Russia has made threats to move Iskander missiles to Kaliningrad now for the past decade in response to a variety of developments in Europe, none of which demand such a military response.
He called on Moscow to refrain from words or deeds that are inconsistent with the goal of promoting security and stability. For the first time since World War II, Japanese troops under orders to use force if necessary have been deployed overseas. Some 350 arrived in South Sudan to join other UN peacekeepers. In northern China, dozens of vehicles collided in snowy weather, killing at least 17, injuring nearly 40. In the U.S. city of Chattanooga, Tennessee, a school bus carrying elementary school's children crashed Monday, killing at least 6 students. Nearly dozen others were hospitalized. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.